Hello and welcome to our Friday episode of the Byron Life Diaries. This is a little taste of life in Byron Bay, where the boss and I have just moved to. Each week, I'll let you know what's been happening and share our journey with you all. From food to nature to celeb spotting to yogs, you name it. This is a weekly check-in and we'll cover it all. Sending big love from our new home, Byron Bay. Aloha. Welcome to your Friday pod from Byron Bay. This is your last diary episode from Byron Bay for a little while. I'm about to go on a new adventure. You will be coming with me. I'm going to keep doing the Friday diary check-ins, but the location is going to change for a while. So, yeah, lucky last one in Byron. So I've got a nice little update for you. Lots of nature updates, a little bit of food updates on Byron life. And also anyone that's thinking of coming to Byron anytime soon, winter here is beautiful. Boss and I swam yesterday. So pack your togs if you're a Melburnian and trying to plan a winter escape. It literally stays at like 19, 20 degrees, sometimes gets up to like 22, 23, and you can definitely swim in the middle of the day when the sun is nice and bright. The mornings are fresh and the nights are fresh, so totally pack, you know, a jumps, but it's just at nighttime. So, yeah, if you're thinking about I need to get out of the icy Melbourne or something like that, you want to come to Byron Bay, it's a great place to spend winter and it doesn't get too cold. And it's considered one of the driest winters, so you're not going to get caught in the rain. If any Sydney side is listening, I remember winter in Sydney always felt really wet. Anyway, I digress. We're talking meteorology here. I'm just going to get the Bosco to bring out this week's book club. Sexy Legs, can you bring out Plant Proof for me? Thank you. Hello. Oh, he's wearing a lovely jumper.
Hello.
What do you have to say to the Byron Diary pod?
Goodbye to Byron pod for now.
Only for now, sexy.
Yeah. Or a few months maybe.
Do you, how much do you love me?
Heaps.
Oh, that's nice.
10 out of 10.
That's nice. Love you. So I just got Boss to bring in this week's book review. We'll end on the book review. I want to give you a little Byron update. So I've been doing, as you know, I do the lighthouse walk. I always look out for dolphins and we usually see big pods of dolphins. But 2 days ago I was doing the lighty walk and so 2 days ago it'll be like I'm recording this on a Wednesday, so it'll be 3 days ago for you or 4 days ago, should I say. Doing the lighthouse walk, and I was looking in my usual spot for dolphins, and the water was so clear. So I, right at the top of the lighthouse, you kind of look down, and I'm pretty sure it's the Cape of Byron, and there's usually schools of dolphins around there. Super, super clear, and I saw a humongous stingray, and I was like, oh, how cool. Filmed the stingray. I'd seen a few stingers around, but never this clear and this big. Then I saw a turtle, and I was like, oh, this is just unreal. Neck minute. Da 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 da. I'm trying to do the Jaws music. Neck minute, I saw a ginormous shark. And then I saw a second shark like 100 meters in front of it. And it was so cool. Just cruising the coastline, chill. When I say ginormous, obviously I'm standing on top of like cliffs and looking down. And I'm hoping, not hoping, I'm thinking he must be or she must be pretty big for me to see so clearly. So I posted all over my Insta stories and it was a lot of fun and it was really, really, really cool. And also if you're coming to Byron soonish, I don't know why I'm not like the face of Byron Tourism or the voice of Byron Tourism because I'm pretty much like, just come to Byron. It's just because I love it. That's why I share ofs. But it's whale season. So you will get to see, I'm pretty sure it's humpback whales that come through and migrate through here. I do know last winter they saw an orca whale, which is like, or a couple of orcas, which would blow my mind. But, yeah, it's humpback whale season. It kicks off now and I think it goes all the way to October. I haven't seen any yet. But do you remember when I went kayaking with Dad and we did the dolphins and turtles kayaking? They also do whales, so you can go out a bit deeper and that's where you get to see the humpback whales. How cool. definitely on my bucket list. Definitely, definitely. Also, Boss and I did a sunset lighthouse walk and we saw an echidna, which was really cute. And for any Americans listening, it's like our version of a hedgehog. But yeah, it was kind of like nestled, super cute. Still haven't seen a snake on that walk, but someone the same day sent me a picture of a python on that walk. I just missed it. I also recently put up a Byron food post because I was like, make this your list if you're ever going to travel to Byron. Now, I know I talk about food and Byron loads, but I just thought I'll give you a list so that if you're listening in the car, you can totally screen grab it off my Instagram, but I'm just going to give you a list of some of my favorite things. And because it's autumn, menus are changing too, so you get to try like new menu items. But what's really cool about this list is like I've given you seven places to get delicious food, all healthy, but also you can like lean into something indulgent as well. But before I do that, I do want to mention something. I went to, you guys know I do Pilates at a place in Byron called Peaches, and they had a launch for this mat company called The Mat. And I went there and I was practicing next to a little mate of mine called Ebony, and she said, I've been listening to your Friday pods. Can you talk about the Tea Tree Lakes? And I thought, oh my God, how have I not talked about the Tea Tree Lakes already? So there's three Tea Tree Lakes. There's one in Lennox. I think that's called Ains. Sexy Legs. What's the Tea Tree Lake in Lennox called? Ainsley Lake or something? Ainsworth or Ainscope. Anyway, there's one massive Tea Tree Lake in Lennox that you can swim in. The theory is that it's got these healing properties. I do want to preface, though, there is a, like, culturally, with the original custodians of this land, there's quite a healing benefits to Tea Tree Lakes. And I think traditionally women would go to these Tea Tree Lakes to birth children there. So they must have some kind of, like, medicinal healing properties. Us touristy folk generally just swim in them because they're fun to swim in and you know there's no sharkies. But also it's meant to be great for your skin and high in minerals. I've never swam in them. We've kind of walked through them before. And then there's one at Suffolk Park. I don't know where the third one is. Is it Tallow's Boss? He's not sure. I'm not sure either. But you can just Google Tea Tree Lakes Byron Bay. Really cool thing to visit. And the water is like brownie red, really interesting. And the one at Suffolk, like if you go to Suffolk Park beach, you can just like the beach is one side, the Tea Tree Lake is the other. So Ebony, that one was for you. Speaking of peaches, I'm obsessed with their boxing class, which I'm really going to miss on this next little phase of my adventure because I won't be here. Let's get back to the food list. Now, you know, Boss and I are obsessed with Woods. It's our local. We love it. And they do this incredible gluten-free banana bread with this like miso maple butter on top. Delish. But they've recently put a special on the board. So they're a fish taco. Feels very Californian living. And they're really, really, really yummy. Gluten-free as well. They do a mean green smoothie. Really, really good if you're into ginger too. Ask for ginger in there. The next on the list is, you know, we like to go for Ray's for a little tipple, but they do incredible oysters with native finger lime dressing. So get the dressing if you go there. And then when we go to Ray's, we usually go with mates and we kind of like share like an antipasto platter. Boss loves the chippos, which I inevitably end up eating as well. They're like a salt and vinegar French fry. Topshop is my favorite for acai bowls. I get it with gluten-free granola and macadamia butter. It's incredible. I finally went to General Store and tried their famous gluten-free buckwheat waffles, which were really, really good. They do a really yummy coffee too, which is like a 12-hour cold brew, and then they put this like delicious coconut cream stuff through it. Really yummy. High Life is great if you want like super clean. They do a really, really yummy sweet potato and goat's cheese salad, and you can get it with eggs or I get it with wild caught mackerel. Really yummy. Doma, best Japanese I've had in my life. It's in Federal, so you could go do like a hike and then have your meal at Doma after. And then the final picture I posted is from our favourite place, Gaia. You know how much we love Gaia. You know we've had Greggy on the podcast, who's the GM and one of the owners of Gaia. He's incredible, but the menu and the recipes and everything is 10 out of 10. If you can get yourself down to Gaia and stay there, it's a retreat. I would highly, highly recommend it. It's the best. Whew. There's my food list for you. In other news, I've just been doing book edits. I've got a book coming out this year in November. So we're kind of in the editing phase right now and crossing our T's and dotting our I's and kind of like formatting it. It's going to be like a hybrid of a memoir and a personal development book. So it's really exciting to kind of like see it all start to take shape, which is cool. What else? I'm going to miss doing these Byron pods from Bangalore. Okay, so book club. This Monday just gone, we had the incredible plant-proof Simon Hill on the pod. I've actually also given away a signed copy of his book. He is unreal, so giving of his knowledge and his wisdom and everything that he has researched. His book is called The Proof is in the Plants. It is awesome. He does all the, like, checks all the academia, checks all the, make sure it's all perfectly researched, but it's so easy to, pardon the pun, digest. Like, it's so easy to take in. He was such a lovely guy to interview as well. I can't recommend his new book highly enough. If you're not a vegan, I'm not a vegan, and I found the book so inspiring. I currently live about a 70% plant-based lifestyle with the Bosco, and we were both saying that this has inspired us to kind of like lean more into a 90 or so. So over the coming months, I'm going to try that on and see how that goes. And then, just from a really like nerdy health perspective, really. So, yeah, Simon Hill, you're a champ if you ever listen to this. He also has a phenomenal pod himself called Plant Proof that I have just like binge listened to like 7 episodes in the lead up to interviewing him. Wonderful book, wonderful pod, wonderful voice as well. A lot of really easy to listen to. So there's your book review for this week. I would highly recommend it. Like I said, I binged it. It's a big book too, like it's sturdy. How many pages is this guy? 403. That's a lot to get through. And it's just so easy and he's super likable. So I hope you check that book out. It's brand new. It's Aussie, you know. It's unreal. I'm sending you mega, mega love from Byron Bay. Next week's episode will be coming from somewhere else. Stay tuned for that adventure because I am really nervous about it. I'm going solo, so Bosco will be staying in Byron Bay and we are very much still together and in love because I know that's the first question I'm going to get asked. I'm just going to chase a dream, you know, to chase a dream that nobody else can see but me. And that's kind of the idea behind this whole podcast is that, you know, I hope it evokes and inspires something within you so that you can go and chase that dream within yourself. That's my goal. Anyway, mega, mega love, big love from our little home in Bangalore. Also, Byron Bay, which is technically next door to Byron Bay. All right, I'm waffling. Love you lots.